During the height of the Vietnam War, a young Marine spent an evening in our home in Colorado Springs. In a few weeks, he would begin a tour in Vietnam. Now, I had known this young man for a number of years. He had been involved in the ministry of the Navigators at Iowa State University and had proven to be an outstanding young man of God. As we talked, I asked him what he would like to do when he got out of the service. "Leroy," he said, "what I'd really like to do when I get out of the Marines is to move into your home for some further training in my Christian life." Now, perhaps a bit of explanation is due here. One of the basic training methods of the Navigators over the years has been to have up-and-coming young leaders live with veteran staff couples. The staff helps them grow and develop as disciples of Christ. I assured him there would be a place for him, and he left for Travis Air Force Base the next morning and then began his tour in Vietnam. Very soon, I received a letter from him describing his situation. He studied the Bible every day to maintain close fellowship with God and not fall into the sinful ways of his surroundings. He looked forward to the day when he would live in our home, draw closer to Jesus, and enjoy Christian friends. He had experienced God's salvation, salvation from the penalty of sin, and deliverance from the power of sin, but he longed to be delivered from the presence of sin. Well, of course, I knew what he meant, but that can only take place when we're with Christ in heaven. The next news I heard was this young Marine had died in action. It was a time of both sorrow and joy for my wife and me. We had lost a dear friend, but we knew he was now delivered from the very presence of sin, which was the thing he longed for. Friend, you too have been delivered from the penalty of sin and look forward to a sinless heaven, but are you experiencing God's deliverance from the power of sin? You can. The Bible says, "Sin shall not have dominion over you." Just as my friend in the jungles of Vietnam submitted himself daily to God, you too can find refuge from sin's power through daily prayer and Bible study. Start today. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.